in Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating.
After former President Trump brought it up in last week's presidential debate.
The town of Springfield, Ohio, was thrust into the spotlight after controversial comments made by Donald Trump in the presidential debate.
Arrests have increased because of these false rumors that have been amplified by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, and we got word a short time.
Border crisis under the Biden-Harris House is in full focus 54 days from the
just election. Today, tensions in Springfield have been ramped up.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announcing a $2.5 million aid package for Springfield as the city deals with this surge of migrants straining resources in big cities and small. You know this. It's all across the nation.
Two elementary schools in Springfield, Ohio, evacuated today. Two college campuses there, Clark State College and Wittenberg University, shut down.
Speaking of Wittenberg, we're going to ask the president of Wittenberg to come on.
Now, Dr. Michael Franzen, the president of Wittenberg University, one of the colleges holding classes remotely this week.
And again, usually it's good news when you hear your hometown mentioned in national press. That wasn't so good, and it became worse.
For the last decade, Wittenberg, like other small campuses across the country, has faced issues with declining enrollment. In August of 2024, staff, students, and parents received an email about possible cuts to be made at the university. Then in September, we all received an email that the university would be making huge budget cuts by cutting whole academic programs, faculty, and staff, as well as sports teams like tennis and bowling. This left a fog of uncertainty and frustration across our campus for the first 2 months of the 2024 school year. As if these major budget cuts the board made weren't enough, now Springfield was being mentioned in the presidential debate regarding rumors that the Haitian community was eating pets. Springfield has become home to thousands of legal Haitian immigrants who are here due to violence where they call home. Our small private school in Springfield, Ohio has no idea what's to come. President Franzen shares with us what was happening when he was made aware of this situation.
And so, I learned about it from 400 miles away or wherever I was. I was on a 3-day bike trip with some friends and, started talking on the phone with people to see if I could get a better handle on what was going on, both people on campus, but also people in town, because we have that good leadership network. The debate was a Tuesday, right? And we have a really good network of leaders here in Springfield who, keep each other informed of things that are going on around town. So I was aware of the threats that had come in to other locations in town starting on Thursday, so just 2 days after the debate. The first threat we received at Wittenberg was 2 days after that, so it was a Saturday.
In a time when the country is so polarized, it is important to highlight events where people come together, especially in time of crisis, to work with each other regardless of personal feelings. President Franzen and Lieutenant Lee McCartney, the head of Wittenberg Police Division, knew this was a bigger situation than what we could handle. Wittenberg's Police Division partnered with agencies such as Springfield Police Division, Homeland Security, and the FBI to address the threats of violence.
So there was quite a few different areas it was going. So I was communicating directly with Springfield detectives, the sheriff's office, FBI, Homeland Security. I mean, there was a lot of different agencies involved. So I was receiving that information, and I would, so there was several of those involved, HR director, Casey Gill, president. So there was several of us that was in that committee, if you want to call it that. So I was bringing that information back to them, and then amongst the group is when the decisions were being made as far as, taking the classes remote and those type of things.
As the threats continued, there was a mentioning of a student who attended the university, which made everything hit a little harder because now it was targeting specific people.
So that, without a doubt, the highest point of tension was when an individual student was named in one of the threats. I'm going to come to campus and shoot people. There's a bomb in a car. Is a threat. It's concerning. But when an individual is named, that heightens the tension. And in our environment, when it's a student, it probably heightens it a little bit more.
The crisis started winding down the week of September 22nd when the staff and students returned to campus and continued the school year as best they could. Everyone had their head on the swivel for the first few days, but in the end, Witt had picked up where it left off.
You know, we all talked about across the city and with the you know, law enforcement agencies from state and federal level, is how do we know when to unwind some of this stuff, right? How do we know when it's safe to bring students back to school? How do we know when we can take the cameras down? How do we know when we can not lock the doors as much? You know, how do we unwind some of this stuff? And I think, you know, locally, that was something we all struggled with. We got good direction and guidance from the state and federal folks about how to think about that and how to do that.
As we wrapped up our conversation with Lieutenant McCartney, he wanted to share a few things with students and parents.
I'm very impressed how the university handled everything. I think, like I say, I can't go back and say I would have changed anything. I think everybody that was involved did a phenomenal job. I'm glad nothing happened. I'm glad we prepared for the worst. Because like I say, at that point, you're ready to react instead of trying to react to something that you can't control at that point. So I think university did a phenomenal job. I think everybody was involved did a great job. So I'd have to say my respect's a lot higher than it was. Yeah.
Historically, in times of crisis or concern, people have dropped their differences and focused on the task at hand. It is reassuring that despite the hostility created from this issue, we have found a way to come together as a community and combat this crisis here at Witt. As campus, we have found a way to pass on our light to others.
You know, something else I'll add is the way students responded to this was really good. You know, some people were angry about having to shut down. Some people were angry about athletic contests being canceled. I get it. But when I had the chance to talk to a student or a parent about why we were doing the things we were doing, they were understanding and appreciative. And there are probably still some out there who are mad, but generally speaking, I think people, you know, appreciated that we did the right thing. And, you know, when you all came back the next week, you didn't miss a beat in terms of just getting back to it and getting back to living life on campus. And, you know, I'm sure you've maybe thought differently as you walked across campus at night or whatever, but the resilience the campus showed, but particularly students showed, was gratifying in the face of all this.